听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome. You are tuned to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and I thank you for joining us today. In this month's profile feature, we're taking a closer look at the life of professional dancer Zhang Fengxiang. Yesterday, we left the lesson before finding out the outcome of Zhang's very difficult decision. Would she stay and further her career, or go halfway around the world back to be with her family? Judging from the heading of today's lesson, I think you'll be able to guess what Zhang decided. So now, why don't we get into the reading on page 35, titled Putting Family First.
A Life of Dance. Putting Family First. After that sleepless night in Spain, Zhang knew she had to return to her family. Doing so could have meant the end of her professional life, but to her surprise, it was only the beginning. Back in Taiwan, she continued to perform on TV. At one point, she was able to go to Japan and continue studying dance with her dance teacher from Spain. But dance was becoming less important in her life. Her beloved family was growing, and in 1984, they immigrated to the United States.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea, and we are here for our second day of learning about Zhang Fengxiang's story. As we learned yesterday, she is a professional dancer. And as a child growing up, Little Rabbit, as she was called, became very famous. Her celebrity grew as she traveled around Taiwan performing from everywhere, from the stage to eventually being on television every single week. But we know from yesterday, she had a very difficult decision to make as an adult. And that was, does she join a professional dance company in Spain and become a world-class dancer? Or does she return to Taiwan so she can be closer to her husband and children? Well, today starts out by being titled, Putting Family First. I think that tells us a little bit about what's to come.
Right. So that gives us a little hint about what her decision was. Well, our article says that after that sleepless night in Spain, Zhang knew she had to return to her family. So here we can assume that she chose not to accept that offer to work in the professional dance company in Spain, and she knew that she had to return to her family.
So it sounds like she made a decision finally after that restless night, and that she would return to Taiwan. And in doing so, in making this decision to not stay in Spain, she realized that this could have meant the end of her professional life. After all, she was turning down the opportunity to be in a professional dance company in Spain and become a world-class dancer that way. By coming back to Taiwan, she thought, well, there goes my chance. I'm not going to be a professional dancer anymore because this is the decision I have made. But Chip, to her surprise, what happened?
Well, to her surprise, it was only the beginning. So it sounds like she said no to this one opportunity in Spain, but by saying no, the door was open for her to say yes to opportunities probably closer to her family. So our article goes on to say that back in Taiwan, she continued to perform on TV. Now, we know from yesterday's segment that she was performing weekly on TV at age 15. Well, now, here in her older life, she's returning to Taiwan and performing on TV as well.
And at one point, she was actually able to travel to Japan and continue studying dance. And who did she study with? Well, she was able to study with the same dance teacher she had in Spain. Probably the same teacher who was there when she was trying to make this difficult decision. She actually had the opportunity to study under this teacher again. So as you can see, it certainly was not the end of her professional career as a dancer, but maybe only the beginning, and it just looked different than she originally thought it would.
Okay, moving on. Our article says that, but dance was becoming less important in her life. Now, it sounds like if dance is becoming less important, it sounds like it's becoming less of a priority. And it sounds like her family was becoming more of a priority. Our article says that her beloved family was growing. So if her family is her beloved family, that's another way of saying that she loved her family a lot. Right, Chelsea?
Right. Beloved just means to love very much. So another way we could say that was her family that she loved very much was growing. And so in 1984, they immigrated to the United States. That means she and her family packed up their bags in Taiwan, they flew across the ocean, and they lived in the United States. So her family was more of a priority, dance was less of a priority, so again, she is choosing her family. She goes with them to the United States.
Okay, well, we're at a very interesting point in Zhang's life, in her very interesting life. She started out her life dreaming of becoming a professional dancer. She had the opportunity, but she's chosen to put her family first. And now she's moving her growing family to the United States, where they are immigrating.
Yes, I do agree that this is a very interesting story. Someone having a dream and being stuck between, do I choose this dream or do I choose my family? I don't think Zhang is the only person who has gone through this before. In fact, maybe you have gone through something similar to this. Maybe you have big dreams for your own life, but you have to learn how to choose between your dreams and your family. And that's a very difficult decision. Maybe if you've gone through such a situation, you could write us and tell us about it here at Studio Classroom. We'd love to hear from you.
Right, and that really is something that probably every person needs to decide, and that is, what is your goal in life? Is it to pursue your dreams, or is your goal to take care of a family, or is your goal higher than that? Is it different? And so what is the goal of your life, and how are you going to achieve that goal?
I think as we get older, I know for myself, my dreams have changed as I've gotten older and older. Today, they are very different than what they were in the past. So oftentimes our dreams change as we mature and we become older, but it doesn't change the fact that all of us have dreams, and we need to figure out how to achieve those and if they truly are priorities in our lives. Well, right now we're going to take a break, but first let's watch a skit, and then we'll come back to finish up Zhang's story for you.
So tell me, do you like to dance?
I don't really dance.
Oh, why not? Dancing is fun.
Fun? Are you sure?
Yeah, you listen to the music and express yourself.
Well, I do enjoy music.
Then you'll love dancing.
maybe.
And there are so many styles. Just choose one that fits you.
I'll think about it.
Oh, and dancing is very good exercise.
It is?
Oh, sure. Dancing is a great way to keep fit.
I never thought about that.
And that's not all. You know, dancing builds confidence and it helps you learn discipline, too.
Those are good qualities.
They sure are. Those qualities will help you with other areas of your life.
That's true.
And dancing is a great way to meet people.
Meet people?
Yeah, you can meet people and you can make new friends, like me.
Oh, I do enjoy making new friends.
Good, then come on, let's dance.
Well, I'm not sure I can, but I'll give it a try.
Good, go ahead, anyone can dance, let's watch.
Here I go.
Well, almost anyone. So tell me, do you like coffee?
Welcome back, everyone. A life of dance is an accurate description of Zhang Fengxiang's life. There was a point many years ago when Zhang had to make a tough decision. Commit to dancing with an international dance company or go home and be with her family. She made the choice to return to her family, but things don't always turn out the way we think they will. Zhang found that back in Taiwan, there were still plenty of opportunities to do what she loved most, and that is to dance. Let's return to line 11 now and finish up the reading.
A Life of Dance. There, she lived with four generations of her family, eventually caring for her grandchildren. Though she continued to produce dance shows, it looked as though her dancing days were over. But in 2007, while listening to her granddaughter play the piano, Zhang started to dance again. Her family saw her dancing and encouraged her to return to Spain and continue with her training. Years before, Little Rabbit had chosen her family over her dreams. But now, with her family's enthusiastic support, she has returned to her dream of becoming a world-class dancer.
Welcome back. Well, before the break, we were looking at Zhang's story and how she turned down an offer to work in a professional dance company in Spain. And over time, this idea, her dream of dancing professionally, was becoming less important in her life. And the priority of spending time taking care of her family was becoming more important. So before the break, we saw that she and her family immigrated to the United States.
And while in the United States, Zhang lived with four generations of her family, eventually caring for her grandchildren. Now, if she lived with four generations of her family, that means that there were several family members who went to the United States, because a generation represents all of the people in that family who are about the same age. For example, that probably means that her parents were there, she was there, her children were there, and her children's children, or her grandchildren, were there as well. So that is four generations of that family who were in the United States together.
Okay, so that is certainly a large group living together there in the United States. Well, moving on, though she continued to produce dance shows, it looked as though her dancing days were over. So it sounds like she was continuing to produce these shows. Now, if you produce something, you probably already know that that just means that you make something. But in this case, when we're talking about producing dance shows, or maybe we're talking about producing movies or some other kind of onstage production, then we're talking about making some major decisions and being responsible for the entire program. So we're not just talking about taking care of the music and the different elements that go into one of these performances, but responsible for the whole presentation. Isn't that right?
That's correct. Sometimes we think of a person who produces a movie. That means they oversee the whole production of that movie. So now, in this case, we have Zhang, who is producing dance shows. She's overseeing these dance shows, but she herself is no longer dancing. So it looked as though perhaps her dancing days were over. But in 2007, that all changed. As we see once again in our text, while listening to her granddaughter play the piano, Zhang started to dance again. So it sounds like her dancing days aren't quite over.
Okay, and it sounds like just as she inherited, or just as she got some of this passion for music and dance from her grandfather, she is sharing her passion for music and maybe her passion for dance as well with her granddaughter. As her granddaughter is playing the piano, Zhang is starting to dance again. And her family saw her dancing and encouraged her to return to Spain and continue with her training. Now, this is very interesting, Chelsea.
This is interesting because before, Zhang was worried that she would have to choose between her family and choose between her love and her dream of dance. And she's always chosen her family ahead of her dream. But now she actually has her family encouraging her to go away, continue dancing, continue trying to pursue your dream. So they encourage her to return to Spain to continue with her training. And so this is neat that she has her family's support after all of these years.
Right. Now her family is sending her to Spain. So our article concludes by saying, years before, Little Rabbit had chosen her family over her dreams. She had chosen to put her family as a higher priority than her personal, individual dreams to become a professional dancer. But now, her family's enthusiastic support, or with her family's enthusiastic support, she has returned to her dream of becoming a world-class dancer.
Wow, that's so exciting. She had her family's enthusiastic support. And if something is enthusiastic, that means it's with enthusiasm. Enthusiastic would be the adjective. Enthusiasm would be the noun. And that just means it's a feeling of energetic interest in an activity or in a subject. So not only did they say, I guess you can go back to Spain. But they were very excited for her. They were energetic and they really, really wanted her to go fulfill her dream of becoming a world-class dancer.
Right. They wanted this for her. And this really is a great ending to this story and to this article. We could say that this article has kind of come full circle, or her story has come full circle, which is a phrase that we've looked at in the past. And we've seen that she turned down an offer in Spain, and now her family is sending her to Spain to pursue this dream of becoming a world-class flamenco dancer.
That's right. What a great story. Maybe some of you, some of our listeners and some of our students out there, remember Zhang when she was just a little girl performing on television, or maybe actually you've attended one of her performances in the past, and you enjoy her talent just as much as her family does. Well, we hope you enjoyed hearing her story today, but right now we need to go, so we're going to visit the chat room, and we'll see you back here next time on Studio Classroom. Hey, Ken. I see you're watching one of the dance DVDs I showed you. Are they helping?
Yeah, thanks for showing them to me. This instructor is really good.
Yes, she's very good. In fact, she's a world-class dancer.
What does it mean to be world-class? When I think of class, I think of a classroom.
I think now is a good time to ask Linda this question. Maybe she can explain more.
World-class is made up of two words, world and class. In this case, class refers to a category, rank, or a division based on quality, not the kind of course you take in school. A world-class dancer is one of the best in the world. A world-class restaurant is one of the best restaurants in the world. You would pay a lot of money to watch a world-class dancer or eat at a first-class restaurant.
Okay, everything Linda said made sense to me up until she mentioned the first-class restaurant. Is that another word for world-class?
Yes. First-class describes something that surpasses many other things in quality. If you're going on vacation, you would probably like to stay at a first-class hotel.
But first-class hotels are expensive.
That's true. I don't think I've ever stayed at a first-class hotel. But I've flown first class before.
Really? You mean you've flown on a world-class airplane?
No, I mean I've flown in the first-class section of the plane. Most planes have a first-class section, which is more expensive than sitting in coach.
There's a coach? Who is this coach?
No, not who. Coach is where most of the passengers sit for a regular rate. But in first class, you get special treatment and the most comfortable seats.
Wow, that sounds nice. I certainly would rather fly out of here this weekend than go dancing.
But you'll be a great dancer, don't worry.
But I won't be a world-class dancer.
No, but your wife will appreciate your effort. So you'll be a world-class husband.
A world-class husband? Hey, I like the sound of that. Okay, I'm going to go dance with her.
That's the spirit.
Class 除了表示一堂课，也可以表示水准、等级。因此呢 ，world class 就是世界级的或世界水准的。First class 也是指一流的、最高级的。当然 ，first class 也是头等的意思。像搭飞机，你可以选择搭 first class 头等舱、business class 商务舱或者 economy class 经济舱。经济舱在美国还有另外一个字 coach。比如说 ,I have a limited budget, so I'm flying coach. 我的预算有限,所以我要搭乘经济舱。注意 coach 前面不要加冠词。好,我们下次见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们看 beloved 这个形容词。beloved 是指心爱的或者是亲爱的。例如 ,he's willing to do anything for his beloved children.为了心爱的孩子，他什么事都愿意做。Beloved 也指受钟爱的或者是受喜爱的。例如 ,The family's beloved dog was missing. They looked everywhere trying to find him. 这家人所钟爱的狗失踪了，他们到处试着去找他。继续我们看的是 produce 这个动词。produce 本来是指生产，但是在这里是指制作电视或电影，或者是安排上演或演出。例如 ,he produced a documentary movie about illegal immigrants. 他制作了一部有关非法移民的纪录片。或者是 ,she's producing a children's play at the local theater. 他安排一出小朋友的戏剧在当地的戏院演出。最后我们看的是 enthusiastic 这个形容词。我们学过它的名词是 enthusiasm, E-N-T-H-U-S-I-A-S-M, 意思是热忱或热情。但是形容词 enthusiastic 意思是指热心的、热情的或者是热烈的。例如 ,he's enthusiastic about playing guitar, 他对弹吉他充满着热情。或者是 ,she's enthusiastic about politics, 他对政治非常的热衷。And I hope you're enthusiastic about learning English. Keep up the good work. Bye bye.
A life of dance. Putting family first. After that sleepless night in Spain, Zhang knew she had to return to her family. Doing so could have meant the end of her professional life, but to her surprise, it was only the beginning. Back in Taiwan, she continued to perform on TV. At one point, she was able to go to Japan and continue studying dance with her dance teacher from Spain.But dance was becoming less important in her life. Her beloved family was growing, and in 1984 they immigrated to the United States. There, she lived with four generations of her family, eventually caring for her grandchildren. Though she continued to produce dance shows, it looked as though her dancing days were over. But in 2007, while listening to her granddaughter play the piano,Zhang started to dance again. Her family saw her dancing and encouraged her to return to Spain and continue with her training. Years before, Little Rabbit had chosen her family over her dreams. But now, with her family's enthusiastic support, she has returned to her dream of becoming a world-class dancer.
Cairo arrival. chapter 10. Jenny looked around her. It was already light outside. Apparently, she had slept through the night. Her mind was still groggy. She was trying to remember the events from the previous night. Did her mom just say, a bomb? Her eyes caught sight of the paper slipped under the door. Pharaoh Cruise destroyed by bomb. She looked up at the TV. Vivid images of the destruction filled the screen. It all came back.
Oh, Mom, it's been terrible.
What? You were there? Is that okay? Are you in the hospital? Please tell me your father is okay.
No, well, yes, I don't know, Mom.
Jenny proceeded to recount all that had happened since her arrival.
Oh, my. And it's Saturday there, right? The embassy must be closed. Do you want me to catch a flight out today?
What?
Do you want me to get a flight out of JFK today? I can get one later this morning. I could be in Cairo by...
No, Mom. What good would that do? Don't come here. They're after something. It's not safe. We don't know where Dad is. I don't see any reason for you to come.
But your text...
What text?
That you sent me. I was just about to call when I heard the news about the terrorist attack.
Mom, what are you talking about?
The text you sent me. I received it several hours ago, and I've been trying to reach you, but you haven't been answering your cell. Then I remember the name of your hotel. I still have the message on my phone. Let me see. Yes, it's still here. Emergency. Come immediately to Cairo. Text me your arrival flight. We'll pick you up.
I never wrote that. My SIM card was stolen shortly after I arrived. They are trying to get you to Cairo.
I think in Zhang Fengxiang's life, there's a great lesson for all of us. Sometimes, for any number of reasons, we are forced with the decision to give up our dream. But then, over time, we realize that we didn't really give up anything. We find that letting go enabled us to embrace a new and more exciting dream. So friends, take the risks, make the tough decisions, and like Zhang Fengxiang, live a life with no regrets. I and everyone else here at Studio Classroom hope the rest of your Tuesday is great, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.